Welcome to the Front Row Back Row podcast presented by Physiogrowth. We're your hosts, Brian, who scaled a PT practice from the trunk of his car to six locations, and Owen, who helped lead an eight-figure exit and now runs a cash-based PT practice. This show is real conversations from owners actively building with what's working right now. All right, today we're talking about packages. And of course, Brian has about 18 different title ideas for this episode. We're recording this before I actually put it up there. So I'm going to be really impressed the restraint that I use for the title of this one. But I am a cash pay PT. And for most cash pay PTs, you are familiar with offering a package for your service. It's for the one I do, full transparency, it's on my website. I do a 10 session package, and I take 10% off. So essentially I say to them, look, you know, if you buy 10, I give you one free, right? And that is an incentive because, you know, I know that typically not just the getting out of pain, but also getting functional takes around 10 to 15 sessions. So I want good results, right? You build a business with good results. I also wanted something that maybe might sway somebody towards paying upfront, so I can use that money for marketing, or I can use that money for buying supplies. But I've run into an issue where I looked at my schedule today, and next week, 90% of my patients are on packages. So of course, what that means is every time I walk through the door, I am doing a discounted rate, right? Per session, it's instead of $175, it's $158 per session. So then of course my average rate per session goes down. So then it's like, well, okay, I see people for nine, but really it's eight, you know, from a financial side. So I talked to Brian and I said, well, what are your thoughts on this? Because I've heard a few things. I've heard some people are like, never do a package, not once. Don't discount yourself at all. That is complete BS. I've had other people where they have a three session package, a six session package, a nine session package. So I'm curious to know your thoughts, because I know you take insurance, so you can't do the package route. At least I don't think you can with them. But I know you also have a pretty good fitness business where packages galore, right? So I want to know, and of course, your previous experience as a cash PT. Tell me what you think about it, man. What are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, I mean, here's the first thing that I would say is I am without the innuendo, I am pro packages. When it comes, there you go. I guess here's the reality of why it's important to incorporate them into your business, right? And I used to, and to give you an idea, we still have our hands in cash PT stuff, and I am an advocate for people having the package. And for those who are, you know,
I forgot you have the cash pay practice, yeah.
Yeah, so for those who are familiar, it's like you can pay as you go, right, which is the full amount, or you pay for like 10, right? In this case, what Owen was talking about, and then they get a 10% discount. And I'll kind of talk through how the math should work and what you should see, right, in that capacity. And then again, we do it on the fitness side, but I think it makes a little bit more sense from a fitness perspective and how that all works. So, and then how you can sell it, quite frankly. So I think the first thing I would say to you, Owen, is like, what's the alternative? So the people who are anti-package, what is their alternative?
Well, what I've heard is you just charge your rate, right? And you just say, this is my rate. There's no such thing as a package in my business. And I think you need 10 sessions to get better. So you can prepay if you want,
yeah,
right? But there's no discount.
Yeah. And to me, here's the difference, right? That I would say to anybody who says that, I would personally, when I was doing this in the trenches all the time, is I offered a plan of care discount. Is what I would do. So the way that I would describe it is I would do a discovery visit and I'd say, listen, here's the deal. I think personally this issue, and we work with, by the way, we work with a physical therapist. One of our clients does this where her first visit is always, you know, $200, $225, $175, whatever it is, right? And then she signs up the person for a package the next visit. And I think that's actually a very smart model, because what she's doing is she's doing a discovery visit essentially. She's getting paid for it though, which is great. So the idea is like, come and do the initial evaluation with me. And then afterwards you say, listen, here's the deal. I think this is going to take about 10 visits for me to fix, right? We're going to work on the 10 visits. We're going to do X, Y, and Z thing. And then what we're going to do is we're going to chip away, and we're going to ultimately, like, again, whatever, blah, 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 you're going to communicate on how that works. But there's a whole nother podcast on how to communicate that. I'm sure we've already done it. But the aspect of the package is you're saying for 10 visits, if you could do two options. You can either pay as we go, or what you can do is you can pay for the whole 10, and I can knock off 10% if you want to pay up front, because that is obviously you're giving me money up front. That's also great. And then I can also work out a payment plan if you want. It has a small interest rate, but we do charge a little bit of interest for that. And that's how I would sell it, always, right? Visit by visit, discount for upfront payment, right? A paid in full discount, and then a payment plan on the back end. That is how you can manipulate your price. By the way, payment plans are great because in Owen's aspect, right? If Owen basically says, okay, this is a $2,000 package, right? Essentially, what's happening here is say you tack on, 3, 6%, 8%, 10% or whatever of rolling interest. Sweet. Okay, you just made an extra session without having to do it. You know what I'm saying? You follow me?
Yeah, and
And
if you're an established owner, that's fine because you're like, okay, cash flow is coming in from 18 other patients. Like, whatever, I'll make an extra percentage,
for
right?
sure. For sure. And so to me, the idea behind the package and saying that we're discounting our services, you just gotta like manipulate that into your brain. Right? Like because it comes down, sorry, and I'll let you jump in a second,
You're
because then
good.
we can also expand into that, and I can actually tie it more to the fitness realm. What it actually is, it's a utilization problem. That's what it is. When somebody says, hey, I'll just pay visit by visit, what they're banking on is actually that you're wrong and they can finish quicker. That's the reality in most scenarios, right? So to those of you who are like, well, like we shouldn't discount our services, got it, but they're going to discount you the other way around, which is they're going to say, okay, cool, I'm going to cut this therapy short after 5 visits. And the problem with that is it's unpredictable. And by the way, it's still less money. And that's essentially why. So go ahead, Owen.
And then that was what you said is what I was going to lead right into of a lot of the discourse around don't do packages or charge what you're worth or charge whatever if people pay for it is essentially banking on the fact that people like to look rich, right?
Yeah.
They don't want to have the discount. They don't want to do that. Well, I got news for you. I have billionaires on my caseload and they are asking for super bills. They want the
Yeah.
packages because guess what? They didn't get to be a billionaire by paying full price all the time. Whatever, right? Now, the guy's got a Ferrari,
Yeah.
right? So he doesn't mind spending money, but he, even I think that blows up a little bit the whole like, oh, well, we have to be above the fray and all that. It's like, no, man, it's America. Everybody has that. And I think the biggest benefit is you get to push the earnings forward, right? And I think the thing that I'm realizing is for me, going into the summer is Death Valley, right? We get 30, 40% of people down, right? Well, right now in my bank account, I have about two or three pay periods ahead, right? Because all those people gave me money. Now, some of them, they might not even take their full package before they leave. Others, they'll pay, but they're going to do maybe one session a week instead of two because we're in California every other weekend, right? So it gives me certainty that I have that money. The other side of this is marketing, right? If you are good at marketing and you know that if I put $1,000 down on something, within that $1,000, I will get $2,000 to $3,000 back. Well, hey, I'd rather have that on March 1st, right? And so that I can bill as I'm fulfilling the one package, I'm getting another person and then they pay it forward, pay it forward, pay it forward. And I think, I mean, I wouldn't do like a 30% discount on a package, but knocking one off to get somebody to pull out the wallet is great. And then, oh, by the way, it's also kind of nice because how many times are you like, well, you're out of pain, but you do need to get stronger. And that's how you get rid of it. And they're like, yeah, that's fine, but I don't want to pay another 175. Whereas if they're out of pain at seven, you can be like, look, dude, we got like three more. Let's get you freaking bulletproof. And then you never have to see me again. Right. So there's a clinical side to it that I think is good too.
I totally agree. And here, this is for okay. For those people who are listening to this podcast and are like, hold on, I need to get out of the car and to go do something, or I don't want to listen anymore. Just wait for 1 second. Listen to Uncle Brian here real fast, because I'm gonna teach you all what's going on here. All right. Because again, let's talk about it. So Owen, before this podcast, hasn't said it yet, but he's like, my utilization basically per patient is about 9 visits. Okay, so I want to do something here. So 9 visits times 158 Okay, and I'm going to do the quick math while I monologue. So 158 times 9, right, is $1,400. So 1422.
It's a little bit
So the
higher than that, but
so
I'd say
okay.
about my average is somewhere around 1500.
All right, so 1500. So the lifetime value for a patient is $1,500. Okay. So if you're not doing packages and your lifetime value for that patient that you're seeing is not $1,500, Owen's beating you. Does that make sense? So the answer to for you should be, oh, I charge $200 a session. I don't want to discount it, but my LTV is not 1500. I got news for you. You're losing. You're not. And again, and the way that math works, if somebody says, well, like I'm charging more, got it. But the difference is Owen at 1500 now just has to get more clients. That's the only difference because he's found a model where he can get 1500 a patient. That's huge because to Owen's point, now what he knows, if I put $500 of that down into marketing and my cost of acquiring a customer is 500 bucks, which by the way, it should be lower. It should be closer to 200 to 250. If he
Yeah, I'm
can
about
do
210, yeah.
right. So there you go. So, I mean, again, guys, do the math. Owen, this is how you print money, guys. This is how you scale a business. I don't give a shit whether you're selling jackets, whether you're selling sneakers, whether you're selling physical therapy, fitness, etc. Owen knows his numbers. So if my cost of acquiring a customer is $210, like you just said, right? Did I get that right, Owen? Right. $210 and my LTV is 1500. That means he's got just around a $1,300 profit margin. That's this very, very scalable business. What do we talk about on three rate 3 to 1? That's much more than 3 to 1. So the
Yeah, it's like seven
reality
to
is
one, yeah.
relentlessly dumping money into advertising. That's what you're doing. And you're getting that up. And the reality is he's got even if that, you know, that cost of acquiring a customer doubles, he's still crushing it. And that's how you stay busy and that's how you stay profitable. So for
Well,
those who are,
and that's
yeah.
the thing is that it will that 200 is just word of mouth and my
Yes.
website and things like that. So it will go up when I do advertising, but
Yes.
I'm gonna hit a limit. Right,
For sure.
where word of mouth can only hit, can only do so much.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And the reality of the situation is that and I'm going to walk you through some quick math just on another side of real time. So like and by the way, this is why subscriptions work. So when people are like, "Oh, what subscriptions?" Like this is why the 6-week challenge was born. So for those of you with a 6-week challenge, we offer it for $599. Well, the reality of 6 weeks, $599, that's $100 per week. Well, Brian, how could you do that? Well, you're doing a one-to-many model. So that's for a large group class. If I can get 10, if I can sign up 16 people every 6 weeks at $1,600, right? The idea behind that is if I get 16 people times 599, that's almost $10,000. So that's 9,500 bucks. So if I'm spending $3,000 per month, right? So that's $100 per day. And then four times four, I'm making $38,000 on the back end. That's how fitness industries can kill it. Now, the
Well, and
problem is,
3,000 is a high spend for anyone listening who doesn't
yeah,
know relative
exactly.
numbers. That's a high spend
For
for
sure.
our industry. Yeah.
For sure. And the realities around physical therapy, it's a little bit trickier on the advertising side. But can it be done? Absolutely. So my point being, we talk about this process of what we're talking about here. The answer really is when it comes to advertising and when it comes to this packages in my mind, you're just what you're essentially creating is it's you're solidifying the plan of care, right? What I think is a mistake is if Owen's cost of acquiring a customer was 700 bucks and he was discounting the package 40%. Yeah, that's a bad business model, guys. Like, you don't want to do that. But the reality of the metrics of where you're at, that's why the business continues to grow for Owen. That's simple, right? And that's why you're 2 or 3 pay cycles ahead. It's that simple. So when people talk about packages, again, what I would say is look at your utilization rate. And if your utilization rate is 7, I got news for you. Make a package of 10. Don't offer a package for 3. Don't offer a package for 6. To me, I would offer a package of 10 because I think that, again, a lifetime value around 1500 bucks is a very measurable thing because now the numbers that you can do is, you know, if I acquire a customer, I average 15 grand or 1500 bucks, right? And so those are scalable models and you just grow it and then you just find different ways to dump it in and then you can print money that way. So that's the idea of how it works. And I just, again, for me, my personal experience was I think we had 70 to 80% of people paid upfront in packages, and that money's crazy valuable when you're trying to when you're trying to scale your business. About 10 to 20% of those people were paying visit by visit, And I think total, two people ever took me up on the payment plan. And when they saw the interest on the bill, they just said, oh, we'll just pay it off. I don't think anybody ever made it through the full payment plan. So most people will like the 10% discount. And again, I got news for you. Though, if you're like, I want to charge 175, then just raise your fucking prices. Like, that's so stupid. Like, when people are like, oh, I want to, it's the psychology thing. That's all it is, right? You're price anchoring. You're saying, I charge 225 a visit, but you really want 175. So if you pay up front, I can cut off 20%. And guess what? Now I got to my number, right? Whatever. So like, it's like, and that's the idea. So I personally think it works really well from a price anchoring perspective because most people will do that. So anyway, I hope this was helpful, but I am definitely the pro suite package.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I think it's very few and far between the don't, but I do know it's something that I've heard, and if I've heard it, maybe a listener has heard it. So, you
I'll
got
give
two
and I,
pro package people here.
well, and I'll give you a quick also again, it's around utilization. So I'm going to give you a great example. We used to do a package and it was wildly underpriced, right? Essentially, what we did was it was for 10 personal training visits, it was 60, $650 for 10 sessions. So $65 a session. Again, that's personal training. So the way we looked at it is we'd pay our trainer, $35 and we'd make 30 and passive. Okay, you're making better profit margin than PT, funny enough, but it's obviously smaller numbers. The utilization rate, guess what it was, Owen, per month. Package of 10, 1.7. 1.7 times the person would come in per month. So by
Jeez.
raise, I know, right? So by raising it and putting a subscription in twice a week or even once a week at 100 to $200 to $300 a week at one, two, or three times per week. So raising it to $100 per session, but doing a subscription every 4 weeks, the utilization skyrocketed to seven or eight. And so
There
what
you go.
happens is at seven or eight, you can lose almost all of those people off that package. I think we lost probably six of them out of the 10 that we had or whatever, say 60%, and we actually made more money. And by the way, I remember explaining this on a whiteboard to my trainer when we realized what was going on. And I was like, you're going to lose a lot of your clients. They're going to freak out. And it's not because of money. It's because of utilization. We're going to force them to actually work out more. And the reality is they're actually going to spend more with us because they're going to have to work out more with us, correct? So the idea is they just took that 650 and just spread it out over time. So the other aspect, if you're like, well, Brian, that's what happens to me. Yeah, I get 9 or 10 sessions with somebody, but it could be over a year span. Then just put limits on it. Just say, okay, but you have to use them within 3 months.
3 month
Boom.
limit, yeah.
Done.
Oh yeah,
Like,
that's we wait till the end of the podcast to say it, but yes, definitely put limits on your package.
Term limits. Well, and I don't think you have to. I don't think you have to because ultimately,
Well, I waffle for some people. There's some people where it's like they use me once a month and it's like, okay, they knew coming into it it's gonna be once a month, like they're fine. But if it's someone who used like eight and then a year and a half later is like, hey, what about that other session? I'm like, no. You
Well,
know.
and I think that's the thing about terms is the aspect of that is like is especially if you're going to raise prices, like I have people like, oh, I want to talk about who's used me for one or two sessions and then have left, right? And like and then are saying, hey, like whatever happened to the sessions. I'm like, I've had people that have come at me years later and I'm like, I don't even know what you're talking. I couldn't even tell you what that looks like anymore. So the reality of that is like there's a logistical problem with that, obviously from a bookkeeping perspective. So like to put terms on it is not impossibly crazy. And at the end of the day, like it's like if you bought a gift certificate for somebody for a restaurant and that restaurant went under or something new and you went to somebody and they had no idea they use a different system, like they'd probably just give you $50 and be like, whatever. Right. So the reality of the situation is you can, I know we got to run, we're up against it, but the way that I would look at it is ultimately what you're trying to do is solidify the plan of care. Because you would I and that's and that by the way for those and if Owen and somebody calls back and goes can I, how what about that one session? Be like, look, here's what I would do. If you want to come in, I can give you one session for free if you're ready to sign up for another package. I'd love to have you for another 10 visits, but it's been a year, man. Like, you're using it just to use it for some reason. Like, we're not going to get anything out of it. So my goal here is to have you have a great experience with me and refer 10 friends and family. So it's great to hear from you, and I'd love to reconnect if that's something you're interested in doing. But for most people, I don't give that back. Right, like it's so anyway, that's there's ways to play around that customer service side of it. So I'm glad I all
Cool.
learned something from Uncle Brian on this one.
was gonna say, are we gonna have a
Loved it.
segment on our show
I loved
now that would require editing, which I'm not
That's
gonna
good one.
do.
Here's a segment.
Conversations with Uncle Brian.
Uncle Brian, I love it. We can do it. You can
Yeah, we'll
send in
do.
comments. Can I ask a question, Uncle Brian? You can do it. Then Uncle
Yeah.
Brian segments will happen. I'll make it happen if you like that.
There we go.
For
All
sure.
right. Well, with
All
that,
right.
we are out. Please
Thanks,
send
man.
all of your
Hey,
comments to the comment
if you
section of
want
whatever
helps,
you're viewing this on.
exactly. If you want help designing your sweet package,
Oh my
physio-growth.com. Come
God.
into our mentorship group. Would love to have you.
Yeah, we
All
are
right.
package advisors. All right.
Exactly. All right. See
We
ya.
got to stop.
All right. Bye.
Bye.